somos muchos, no somos pocos, pero estamos todos locos.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is your boy Jorge, president of Los Roots. I'm here with my really good friend and co-founder, Juan. How's it going, man?
I'm good. What's good?
So you're going to hear noises in the back, music, people partying, all kinds of stuff. We're actually live from Coachella.
Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a good time, huh?
Hell yeah.
This is your first Coachella.
My first Coachella, and it's been a hell of a ride.
I know, man. I've been here quite a few times, actually. But it continues to be a lot of fun. And we will get into that part of things. Just want to let everyone know, we did bring our equipment, but we didn't want to miss out on a great opportunity to make a podcast.
Yeah, and we even got to watch the game out here a little bit, so that was cool.
Yeah. So we are, again, going to go down our notes. One of our last podcasts was right after the home opener, which, again, we have a whole podcast about that. If you guys haven't heard it, we have an episode on that. We talked about the TIFO and a bunch of other things. We didn't get the result that we wanted. We still have been kind of struggling a little bit. But nonetheless, yesterday we got a win versus...
We got our fucking second win against... we got our revenge against OC, bro.
That's right. It is the revenge. But it was... something to note is we got our first win at the Coliseum.
At the Coliseum, yeah.
We didn't get to be there.
I know. Well, fucking Coachella, bro. What can we do, you know?
I know. And we knew it. I mean, what? We got the tickets like a year ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah. Oh, no, not a year
ago.
Not a year, but
fucking November, December.
Yeah. So... we knew we were going to miss a game. We didn't know we were going to miss our first win in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we're happy that we have, you know, that kind of result at home. In my opinion, I think it was a well-earned victory. And this goes with any team that I go for. I don't like to win just by, you know, like a penalty kick. Or something like that, you know. I like when the team actually produces.
Que metan goles, güey.
That's right. Yeah. So, let's kind of start where we left off, which was right after the home opener. We started with two losses. Right?
Yeah, two away losses, which we went to, Orange County and then Monterrey back to back, and we were there fucking banging the drums and everything.
Well, no, that's the Orange County was before the home opener.
That's true.
Yeah. The loss after the home opener was...
we lost to San Antonio at home. And then after that, we lost to Rhode Island. And then we recently lost to Tacoma. But that was for the Open Cup.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, when your team is struggling, it's hard to even separate the two from one another, right? Like, oh, we lost at an Open Cup, so it doesn't... count for the regular season league. but for us it counts, you know, like your team is just not doing very well.
But on a good note, we got two wins in a row in the league. We beat Tulsa, which it would look like a good win,
sure,
and we just yesterday we beat Orange County, which looked fucking good, 2-0.
I agree. I am gonna be the pessimist person here. I hate to have gotten knocked out of the Open Cup so early.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand, man, there are teams who don't care to play in this league. But for us, it's pretty important. It's one of those opportunities that, just like last year, we got to play San Jose.
Yeah, and that was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it's something that we look forward to, right? Like, can we be that competitive to play MLS teams, regardless if it's their second string team or whatever? But ultimately playing these teams and hopefully one day beating an MLS team, which would look really good for the Roots resume, right?
Yeah, because like Sacramento beat El Farolito, and now Sacramento's going to play against San Jose in San Jose.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could have been us, but fuck
it. So do you know? So, okay, if Farolito beats Sac right now, right, because they're going versus Sac, do they move on to an MLS team? Do you know how that works?
I mean, the MLS teams get to enter this round, which is the fourth round. So, yeah, if they beat San Jose, I mean, it's all random, right? They do the drawing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, but I bet they would get to play to a fucking MLS team.
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, especially for a team like Farolito, which consistently every year they're pretty good.
Yeah, they got. I mean, they're you know, there's Division One MLS, Division Two USL, Division Three like USL One, and then Farolito's like open division. Like they're not even. They're like fourth, fifth. It's like a random shit. So
yeah.
For them to even make it this far in the Open Cup, hey, fucking shout out to Farolito,
yeah,
you know, doing
yeah.
making it big.
Although we have our little rivalry with them, yeah. ultimately, I mean, to see a team like that, and look, these guys, they're not winning by a little. Like, these guys are really putting in, you know, their effort into it, and yeah. they're beating teams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they're a little scary sometimes, you know? I mean,
yeah.
we consider them a team to beat sometimes, too, right? Like, it's not a piece of cake.
No, well, when we beat them last year, wasn't it, like, extra time or something? We
yeah.
won 2-1.
It was a struggle.
Yeah,
it was a struggle.
But also, you got to consider, like, in the USL, the rosters change a lot every year, you know? Contracts are, like, 1 or 2 years. And Farolito, from what I've heard, I haven't looked into it, from what I've heard, the team has been together for a minute.
Yeah, I guess that has a lot to do with
yeah.
the chemistry. Of,
yeah, the chemistry. Yeah.
Right, of players kind of, you know, gelling, as yeah. they call it.
And like USL teams, they're playing Farolito, say, and they won't put like their first stringers. They'll put like the young guys and shit. Kind of like what the Roots did in fucking, what was it? Tacoma.
Yeah.
We lost
yeah.
to Tacoma Defiance, which is MLS Next Pro team.
Yeah. But we used our starters on the second half of that game.
That's true. That's true. Coach put in, like, the starting fucking strikers.
Yeah.
And, dude, we were shooting it a lot, but that fucking goalie stopped a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Like, in the extra time, we were shooting the ball a lot.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, right now that we're talking about the Open Cup, shout out to Berto, made the trip out to Washington.
Yeah, man. So, I guess we can say that for this season, Los Roots has been to every single game, including that Open
yeah,
Cup game.
That's true.
Yeah, huge shout out to Berto, man, one of the most loyal Los Roots members that we have
Hell
here.
Yeah.
He took on the trip. He drove 11 hours
yep.
plus and took our banner and a flag.
And a flag.
He was representing Los Roots up there. So it was really cool to see for sure.
Yeah, hell
so,
yeah.
Shout out to you, Berto, man. You
and
deserve
even
that
people
one.
Were saying like they could hear him on the podcast. Like, but I mean,
on TV.
On TV, hearing yeah. him like, let's go. Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
yeah. Which was cool. Yeah. So we lose these games, but in the league we win two.
In the league we won two, lost one, and tied one. We tied against Las Vegas.
Which right now, that's enough to put us into seventh place.
Eighth place. Yes.
Because
we played early, so there were some later games.
I see.
So when we won, we were in seventh, but somebody won or something that dropped us to eighth.
Okay.
But still, we went from last place, 12th place, we went up to eighth.
It's scary being there, man.
But, dude, look at that. One win and boom, you jump up four spots.
Well, that's the thing. If even when we were at last place, I remember looking at, you know, the difference between first place and last place. Just a few games, everything
yeah.
can switch. And we've seen it before, right?
Yeah.
We've been in second, third place.
Yeah, last year, yeah.
You know, thinking we're just going to ride this
Loving
wave.
Loving it. We, you know? We're up there.
And then, bam, we get knocked down with just a small stretch of games, you know, down to, like, seventh, eighth place.
Yeah.
Almost missing playoffs.
Almost missing the playoffs, yeah.
Right. So, you know, I think since we spoke a little bit about gelling, we go through this, like, five-game losing streak to open the season, which is...
No, and if you go back to last year, it's like a seven-game no-win streak.
I hear you. And even if you get a little beyond that, the goals scored against us, it's been a hard...
It's been rough.
Yeah, since the collapse of last season
mm-hmm.
plus the beginning of this one. I do understand the gelling part.
Yeah,
I'm not a player myself, but I can totally understand how that works, right?
Yeah.
And we did get to speak to players and
yeah,
coaches,
coach, yeah,
about what's going on, you know, because that communication does exist between the club,
yeah,
the players and the coaching staff us, right?
Which is hella cool.
It's super dope, man. And shout out to everybody on the Roots staff that makes stuff like this possible.
Yeah.
We could easily just be fans in the sideline having an opinion, but
yeah.
They ultimately do care for us, being some of their most loyal fans. So we got to talk to them, and one of the main takeaways that I took from that was the gelling part.
Yeah.
You know, and that does make total sense. It's a lot of new players. I would say that the majority of the players are new, at least playing with each other.
Yeah.
And so we've seen some, you know, glimpses of what the team can do.
Yeah.
Right. I remember when we started to get these like new players in every other day, they were announcing them.
It was exciting.
It was.
Because for like most of the offseason, we're like, what the fuck? We're not signing anybody.
Yeah.
And some of our players like Memo left, Johnny left. We're like, what's going on, you know? And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 we started getting all these signings. It was like, hell yeah, all right. We know we got some good signings.
Right. And I remember we started to look them up, right?
Yeah.
Where they come from,
yeah.
their stats
history,
and stuff.
Yeah,
and
stats.
A lot of promise to a lot of players.
Yeah.
So we do get some glimpses here and there. Unfortunately, it just hasn't molded to where we would love to be. But, hey, it's a process. You know, we're still ride or dies here with the club. We have our ups and downs with them, as many supporter groups do with their clubs, right?
Yeah.
Like, and maybe we should talk about it because it was very loud and clear. There was some booing going on from supporters at that last game that they lost, and it was like their fifth one in a row.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, we get a mixed of people who understand it and don't understand the booing part. There are plenty of people who don't agree with booing your own team, and there are people who fully understand it.
Yeah.
This is something that Los Roots spoke with the coaching staff, with ownership. Not to say that, I mean, they were hurt,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
They were clearly hurt because you're having your own fans boo you. But they also understood, right?
Yeah.
And they gave different examples, as in, you know, in some places, South America, you know, you have even rougher
supporter
groups.
It could get extreme out there.
Yeah, they can pull the bus over, you know, and they can get a little extreme with players.
Yeah.
We've seen it in Europe. We've seen clips of supporter groups, you know, having tough conversations with owners or coaches,
players yeah.
right? And so for me, the booing is it's a form of pressure.
Yeah.
Right. It's a form of to show dissatisfaction. Not to say that we do more or anything, but us as supporters, we do plenty.
Yeah.
To make sure that they have rhythm throughout 90 minutes plus, not only at home games, but even at these away games.
Yeah.
And this is something we've talked about many times. We take huge pride in,
hell yeah.
you know, in trying to be one of the best supporter groups in the entire league. And we've done a really good job at it. Yesterday in the broadcast, we were mentioned with, you know, they want to take us into their podcast just because of the impressiveness of playing 90 minutes plus.
90 plus.
Right. You got to see it, Juan. Some members... the amount of blisters that they get in their hands after these games.
Was you, bro? Fucking, was it the home opener or the game after that?
Yeah, the blood.
The blood.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. My drum
talk
covered
about
in blood.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
That's
real
right.
shit over here, bro.
That's right, man. I had 10 blisters. I counted them. I had 10 blisters, and we spoke about this. You know, it's banging those drums. You want to bang them as loud as you can. So I don't bang them lightly. I bang them as hard as I can. And so sometimes the bounce of these mallets, they take a toll on your wrist.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, I cracked my knuckle on the rim of the drum.
Yeah.
My drum was covered in blood. I had 10 blisters in my hands. Your hands the next day are fully swollen. You can't close them. The tendons are tight. And your wrist, you can't even move them, right? So basically saying we give our full effort in the stands.
Yeah.
And they understand that our expectations are also high.
Yeah.
Right? We spoke about, you know, clubs wanting supporter groups that give it their all like that as well, right? It's part of the league. It makes you look good. It makes the brand look great. And so I feel like that's why they consider us in these conversations where they see the amount of effort that we put in, not only on the drums, not only on the flags, but on away matches.
Everything.
Right? They said it themselves. You sometimes make away matches feel like home.
Yeah.
Right? Because of the drums and the amount of people that travel and stuff. So,
dude, we go hard every time.
That's right. That's right. One of the things that we also brought up was, you know, we take huge pride in out-drumming the other supporter groups.
Yes, sir.
In their own home.
Yeah.
Right? So whether we win or lose, we don't stop drumming.
Yeah.
And the other supporter groups, in their own home, they realize that we won't stop drumming, right? So then they just, they keep going. They don't want to stop, but we still
outdo
them. But we
outlast them. Yeah, hell
and,
yeah.
And we have people from Monterey that came up to us, right? We had, you know, connection with people in Phoenix and many places that we talk about. But... you know, again, just kind of going back to this losing streak, it was hard on us, right? Because just again, like we told the coaches, it's look, every time you guys get scored on, the energy drops.
Yeah.
And we've seen it around the league that when they're, you know, each supporter group, when their team is losing or they get scored on,
they stop.
They go silent.
Yeah.
You know, they stop drumming.
But do the opposite.
We do the opposite. We have to.
We're like, fuck that.
Right, right. And we've made it a habit that every time we get scored on, we start a new chant, right? Like the Let's Go Oakland or something to make sure that we're bringing that energy back like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And it gets hard, right? We had that game versus SAC where we had 5 goals against us.
Yeah, last season.
Right. And, you know, you got to pick up the spirits on the first goal, the second goal, the third goal. By the fourth goal, I'm like, yo, can we keep doing this? Because people, they stop chanting at a certain point, right? Like they're just a little over it, you know? But again, luckily the club recognizes what we're doing. And they made promises, you know, promises to change things on the field, promises to get more wins. And we have seen 2 wins since the meeting that we had.
2 wins in a row in the league.
Yeah.
And, dude, and one thing I wanted them to know, like, dude, the booze came from a place of love, bro. Like, we love the town, we love the team, and it hurts us to see them lose.
Yeah.
So these boos were like, man, like, step up, bro. Like, bring this shit up.
That's a really good way of putting it. They come from a place of love, which is absolutely true. Look, some people say, well, if you don't like it, why don't you guys just stop drumming and leave? That's not the point.
No.
We're not here to boo just...
We
for
want
the hell
to raise the fucking team,
right?
Bring this shit up.
And look, the club themselves, they said it. We needed that.
Yeah.
Right? They said the energy changed the day that they went to practice.
Fucking the captain, Hackshaw, came over to us, and he was like, this has never happened in my career. But it like you're saying, it brought them up to another level, you know?
Yeah, they said, of course, that it didn't feel good, but, you know, they had hard conversations in the locker room. Right after that loss or when we booed them. But Hackshaw himself said it. The next practice on Tuesday.
It was different.
It was different.
Yeah.
And you can tell people were molding together a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right? They wanted to make some changes and make sure that didn't happen again. So not to say that what we did worked, but ultimately the pressure, the way that we know how to do, you know, somehow... shifted things with the club, right? And ultimately, I'm sure it's not only about the booing and stuff. It's just them kind of gelling together each game, right? So this last win was a really good win.
Yeah, 2-0.
2-0. We got to celebrate here at Coachella.
Here at Coachella, hey.
You know? So that was a lot of fun. So, so then we get this last win. We're coming back now. Well, we have an away game.
We have an away game, which will be the first game for us for the Jaeger Cup. And it'll be Spokane, Washington.
It's going to take me a little time to get used to the Jaeger Cup.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it just yet.
It's our first year in it.
Right. But it's existed in the past.
Last year, it happened with USL League One, I believe.
I see.
And now this year, they're including Championship and League One.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get some silverware, you know, in the fucking cabinet or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero, yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, I'm excited. It does suck that two games did come off of our regular season.
That's true.
But the Jaeger makes up for it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. And so we have that game. It's away, of course.
Yeah.
And then we come back to...
to the Sunday game. Sunday.
That's right. And it did 4 p.m. It did get switched up. We went from May 3rd to May 4th. And speaking to the owners, they also switched the Seoul game from Sunday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Because they also said that they didn't want the Roots and Seoul to fight for... you know, fans going to different games and stuff. So, a lot of Los Roots will be at the away match of Seoul.
The season opener. In Stockton.
In Stockton, May 3rd.
Yeah.
So, if anybody wants to come out, please make the trip. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Los Roots is there with drums, flags, and stuff. It's, of course, a small venue. It's an intimate venue, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like Stockton.
It was fun last season.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a big drive or anything.
Yeah.
We got a good crew to go.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to get that going, especially as for it to be their season opener.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the Oakland Roots on Sunday, and that's a 4 p.m.
4 p.m. game Sunday on CBS.
On CBS, that's right.
Against Sacramento.
That's right. And so that one's going to be fun. I feel now that we're in the Coliseum, we're going to get a lot more away supporters, right?
Well,
first, like, they've already been building up.
Yeah.
I think Sac must have been the most fans we've had
Sac
in attendance.
Showed up pretty deep last season in Cal State.
Yeah. Look, I have to, or not, of course, I mean, but we have to take credit for having these, you know, Sacramento traveling so much.
Yeah.
Monterey starting to travel much. And I do feel that this was started because we traveled to their home.
Yeah, we were showing up.
Right? Yeah. And the thing, it's like we were rolling deep,
yeah,
taking on full sections. I'm sure if San Diego were to still be around, we'd probably get a lot of their people traveling, because it never feels good to be out chanted or, you know, to have another supporter group be so deep at home.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm grateful for this little rivalry that we've created, a friendly rivalry that we've created, because we're pretty close with both Sac supporter groups and Monterey supporter groups. Actually, we have the something that we've created amongst all three supporter groups. It's going to be called the Helicup.
The Helicup, starting this season, you know, between Monterey, Sacramento, and Oakland, we're doing the fucking Helicup. It's a Northern California Cup. And, yeah, between the teams out here, whoever gets the most points amongst each other, playing each other,
right,
will get the Helicup.
So not whoever ends up with most points at the end of the
USL
season.
Yeah, the USL standings don't matter. It's just amongst ourselves.
Yeah, not counting any – I mean, of course, we got knocked out of the Open Cup, but it wasn't going to count Open Cup or anything else.
It's just league games.
Just league games, which I think it's pretty fair, pretty fun.
That's going to be cool, because I know Texas has, like, the Tejas Cup. SoCal, I believe, in the MLS, they have a cup also amongst themselves, like LA Galaxy, LAFC, and I think they added San Diego this season. So that's cool that now we have a fucking Northern California Cup, you know?
Yeah.
And we're going to make a trophy and all that shit. And every season, it'll get passed to whoever wins that
year. That's cool, man.
So that's going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to get that started. And it happened just right at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I think if we were to add points and stuff, we're a little down.
Yeah. We lost to Monterrey. So technically, Monterrey's in first place right now with 3 points.
That's right.
Us in Sacramento got 0.
We haven't faced each other until
this Sunday. Hopefully, we could get 3 points from that.
Right. So that's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people travel. We do expect it to be very close. Well, not in attendance, but one of our highest attended games.
Yeah, that should be a good game. Especially with Roots winning 2 in a row. I mean, I expect this last home game right now, they had 6,000 and some change.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, hell yeah. I'm expecting against Sacramento should be, I'm saying 10 or more.
I don't doubt it, you know. I did notice that the Roots dropped prices in some tickets, trying to bring some attendance in. I think it helps a lot.
Yeah.
I think it helps a lot of new people to go to games.
Yeah.
Sometimes, if you've never experienced a Roots game and you get hit with a $40 ticket, $50 ticket, you're probably not going to go to that.
Yeah.
And so it only takes that one time to go and see what the energy's about, the vibe's about. And like me, you get hooked, right? So, the Roots did drop their prices a little bit, and you guys should check out where they're at right now. But if you guys have not attended any of the games at the Coliseum, at least you should. It's really cool to be back in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
We do tailgate. We plan on having a pretty big tailgate that day. It should start pretty early if we're, having to march in maybe around 3 p.m.
Yeah.
We'll probably end up tailgating pretty early and having, again, food, merch, activities, games,
music,
all kinds of, of cool stuff. So stop by if you haven't ever been. And if you need any information, we either drop a flyer maybe about a week before the game, but feel free to reach out on the Los Roots Instagram page, and we'll respond with any questions you guys have. So speaking real quick about the supporter groups, we've gotten a lot of people reaching out about the stuff that Los Roots has been doing recently, whether it's through social media, with stuff that we've been doing in our section and stuff. So, I just want to give a huge shout out to all the Los Roots members, first of all, man.
Yeah.
Without each and one of them, we wouldn't be where we're at right now.
Yeah.
To be mentioned on TV as one of the better supporter groups in the league is pretty special, right?
Yeah.
And this is a one-man band. It's not a two-man band. It's everybody. When we put these tailgates together, considering even Coachella, right?
Yeah.
It's made up of completely, I would say, 90% Los Roots members that were here, if not all of them. I think it's everybody. No, actually, it's everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And even on things like this, we have such a really cool setup here at Coachella. And it's nobody depends on one person to bring everything, and this is including the tailgates and stuff. We all just kind of put the same amount of effort in. Everybody brings all kinds of stuff, and it makes Los Roots what it is today, right?
Yeah, so, bro, it's amazing. We're on year four?
Year four,
and I think we mentioned it again on the podcast before that, we started just 3-4 of us, and to see where the Los Roots are right now, this big group of us over here in Coachella and the rest of us still doing the damn thing in the town, tailgating toda la cosa, fucking putting it together. That's really cool.
Yeah. So, and we say it all the time, it's become a really good group of friends.
Yeah.
And I'm always excited to see everybody, excited to hang out with everyone. It's always a good time. Yesterday I was kind of just taking it all in when we were just sitting here at camp and just seeing everyone laugh and just, hey, pass me this, pass me that. And, it's just such a good group of people to be around. So let's just kind of tell people about what's going on right now with us in Coachella. We planned this, I want to say November,
December, something like
that.
Yeah,
we bought the tickets. It's our second year, your first year.
My first year.
But Los Roots has been here. We were here last year.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's just get it started. Day zero. Is you show up to camp. There is no music in the festival grounds.
Yeah.
So it's nothing but camp. Activities, raffles, music. They have like a stage with a DJ only for the campers. What did you think of day zero?
Day zero was fun, bro. I was surprised because, day zero was Thursday, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're fucking, we're going to all these things, fucking dancing and chilling and shit. And I was like, it felt like the weekend already.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, shit.
It's just Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow Like, we still got three more days of this to go.
And for the people who don't know, I mean, it's an eight-hour drive from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And we drove through the night, which we left Wednesday.
Yeah.
You drive through the night. What did we leave? Like 7, 8 p.m.?
7, yeah.
You drive about 8 hours through the night. We get here. No sleep.
Yeah.
we set up camp, and then we start partying.
Yeah.
Through the whole Thursday,
and
then get very little sleep on Thursday night, you know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of how Coachella is, you know. Music starts early here at camp, breakfast, you know. You'll get sleep when you get home.
I know. I was surprised, like, you know, like you said, we left at 7 o'clock. We drove through the night, got here at 4, stopped at Ralph's to get fucking, like, our last supplies or whatever. We drove over here to the fucking venue. Get in line, get in, set up. Like, we haven't slept, like, fucking all night.
Not at all.
And my fucking energy level was up there. I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You know? Like, I wasn't even thinking about sleep.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we fucking partied it up day zero.
And then so we go into day one.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about Coachella, number one, is just how big the space is where they have the stages and stuff. It's not too crowded. It's a lot of walking, of course, a lot of stages, a lot to do, a lot of activities, tents, all kinds of stuff that goes on. I remember my first Coachella and how magical it was because everything's so brand new. You know, we talked about it briefly. Like, once you do enough Coachellas, you kind of have the map in your head of where everything's at. And it feels a little smaller, too, right? Like, you understand where everything's at. But I remember, like, when you walking in, you just were looking at every single thing everywhere. It's just, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
You know, the installations, the flowers, you know, the sculptures, understanding where stages are at.
And what's crazy is, like, we're on day three, and I know I still haven't seen everything.
Oh, yeah. And you won't see everything. Yeah.
Like, we've been to multiple stages. We've seen multiple bands and you know, artists. And I still know, like, Melly brought it up earlier, like, there's, what do you call them, like, secret bars.
Yeah. And not many people know about them.
Yeah.
You got to see them mostly on social media and stuff. What's cool about those secret bars is, like, it's just a security guard standing, like, on a, it's like a grassed fence, right? And he, or a grass wall. And he's just leaning on it. And if you know that that's the bar, you go up to him and you say, hey, can I go in there? And he'll ask you a question like, what's the secret word? You know, you give him the secret word and he'll open it up and you go into.
What's the secret word, bitch?
Dance. I think it's dance.
Okay, my bad.
And so, you know, just going to these different stages, different genres of music, because you're literally going from hip hop, you know, straight to like trance music or like, you know, electric or electronic music. A lot of the EDM we've been to.
Yeah. Well, what was day one? We saw, what we saw, was that?
Well, the headliners, day one was Gaga. You got to go to Gaga.
Yeah, we saw Gaga,
I went to go see DJ Mustard.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And there was just like...
We saw DJs. And
yeah, we went to the stage...
Mexican Institute of Music.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did go to that, to the Heineken house.
Yeah.
The Quasar stage.
Uh-huh, that one was cool.
That one's cool. Yeah. It's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Today, we're on day three.
Day two, we saw T-Pain. That was really fun.
Yeah.
Green Day. That was really cool.
Yeah, man. By the way, we took our Oakland Roots flag.
Yeah, you know.
Had Beto holding it up for a while. It's not, you know, we knew it wasn't going to get noticed or anything, but just to represent Oakland Roots here, it's been really cool. Me personally, walking around with Los Roots gear, got recognized, you know. It was like, hey, go Los Roots, and I stopped to talk to the guy. the pretty cool girl that stopped by our camp, she came into our camp,
you know,
just a stranger.
Yeah.
She saw the Oakland flag and wanted to make friends, and we've hung out 2 days in a row with her.
2 days in a row, yeah.
And she's from Oakland, Lake Merritt area. Shout out to her for stopping by, and she's being really cool, you know. Left some drinks in our cooler, left a couple of disco, because we have this disco theme going on here in our camp. And she left a little cam or, you know, colorful
disco ball
a cup.
Yeah.
It's a cup. Anyway, so day three today, We have Zed, Junior H, some other stuff we want to see in different stages. The weather's treating us decently.
It started off really nice, like 70s on Thursday.
Yeah, which is rare here at Coachella.
Yeah, because week one was like 102 or some crazy thing like
that. And normally that's the weather we always get every year.
Yeah.
You know, so this one was a lighter one. Our canopy almost flew away.
Yeah. Was that day one? Yeah, right. We came back from day one.
Or day two.
Day two. And our fucking, so we have three canopies, a 10 by 10, a 10 by 10, and a 10 by 20. And the fucking 10 by 20 was trying to fly away, bro.
Yeah, man. So we got back and the top part of it was gone.
Yeah, luckily the neighbors fucking noticed it. They were here.
Yeah, and they like kind of like held it down. And they helped us do some stuff to it to make sure that we were securing it to the ground, to the vans that we rented. And the wind is there still, which me personally, I'm like, I have like a nasal congestion right now.
Dude.
And it's all due to the dust, man.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of dust.
Yeah.
Luckily, the winds kind of died down since the first day zero and day one. But still, I mean, you know,
it's dusty for sure.
What is it? Week one is nice green grass.
Yeah,
week two, it starts to get a little dusty.
Yeah. Well, and then they do Stagecoach here as well.
Oh, so.
And then it's all like trampled on the grass, you know, and it's way dustier, you know. But still, it's a lot of fun. I'm grateful that Los Roots can be out here. Today we plan on wearing our Oakland Roots jerseys towards the end of the night. Just to kind of represent it a little bit. We would wear them during the day, but it's too hot to wear jerseys.
To wear black jerseys.
To wear black jerseys, that's right. So we'll probably rock them towards once the sun starts setting. So anyways, I knew I wanted to make a podcast out this way. We've done it in San Diego. We've done it in different places. I think it gives the listeners something really cool to just kind of imagine just, you know, where Los Roots goes to multiple places, not only for games, but also just for fun.
Like Los Roots SG has become more than just a football SG, soccer SG. Like, we fucking do a whole lot of other shit together, you know?
Yeah, man. And it's again, it's turned into a big family. So we can't wait to get back to the SAC game, show up deep again with our drums and stuff, you know, get that energy back at the Coliseum. We did hear from our friends that it was a bit silent this last weekend.
Yeah.
And so anyways, just kind of excited to bring that energy back into the Coliseum and for the players that, you know, hey, they got two league victories and they deserve that support from us as well. So anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode coming from Coachella. We're going to enjoy ourselves, have the last day out here, party hard, and we'll see you guys when we get back.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.
Peace out.